What an honor to hear the choir or these beautiful voices today. Randy and the team, thank you very much. Did you enjoy it? Let's give them a hand. Good morning. I hope everybody is happy to be in the church. Are you happy? Really? Okay. Let's enjoy the next 20, 25 minutes together. It's my time to preach, and I hope I wouldn't bore you, okay? Today's message is titled, God's Gracious Invitation. God's greatest invitations. He, when he was here on earth, Jesus Christ, he had so many invitations. He had people on his heart all the time. He wanted to see people getting saved. He wanted to see people coming to God through him. Thank God, so many came and so many said, no, thank you. And this is the title of my message today, His Gracious Invitations. Before we do anything, let's say a word of prayer. Father, we come to you to hear your voice, not mine, and to listen and to obey. Help us, Lord, by opening our hearts so we can grasp your heart, your thoughts, and follow you for the rest of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's read from Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. And it says, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my load is light. The Bible is a great book, partly because of the warnings that it contains. If it were not for these warnings, many of us would fall in despair because of our own foolish decision and the error of our ways. And the Bible is great, the greatest book. Partly because, all because of the gracious invitations that extends to us. Some of the best news for our lives can be found in the invitations the Bible contains. However, from beginning to end, it contains a series of invitations that by God's grace, we are going to look at some. If we are to look at all the invitations, we will not go home tonight. So we are going to look at a couple or a few, whatever the Lord gives us within the time allotted. Since God made man, he made it with beloved companionship. And this is where the first invitation happened. And I would like to title it, the first invitation to come for life. Come for life. This is an invitation to everyone. If you have come for this life, congratulations. If you are still debating or thinking and did not make a decision today, I would ask you, come to life. That's a good invitation from the Lord. He placed Adam at the very beginning in a beautiful garden. And he gave him a wife. And what happened? The garden was lost by their own sin. And God, in his eternal love, has been seeking to create with all humans a condition that would make it possible for restoration, to restore man to that previous fellowship that they no longer enjoy by nature. When the Lord Jesus Christ was here on earth, he used every occasion to extend an invitation to everyone, regardless of who they were, just only to come to him and receive him as Savior. He didn't go to one part of Israel or of the land that he was. He did not come to special people. He came to each and everyone. No difference whatsoever. Wherever he was, he invited people to come and to me and you find rest. Come to receive life. For he is the only giver of life. I hope we all agree to that. The only giver of life. He said, and I quote the Bible, John 14:6, he said, I am the way, and you know it, the truth, and the life. Without him, there is no life. Without him, there is nothing works that works in this life. Ask yourself, did it work without Christ? You might have some success business-wise. You have some success in your at school, and I wish you success, all of you. You might have success in any other area of your life, but the true success is when Jesus gives you that life that we call life eternal, when he changes this life because he said, I have come to give you life. Do you have that life? You might say, I don't know. Good. Do you have that life? And this is my concern today. And it's only a life full stop. But he adds to it. He adds to it in John 10:10, I have come. Here, listen. Listen, people. He's telling them, listen, I have come to give you life. And what? Life more abundantly. Life here on earth, an eternal life. Life doesn't end here for your information. Life is extended for any Christian, any person who accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. Life starts here and it never ends. When we go to see the Lord and we spend with him eternal life. He didn't say 100 years or 200, 2,000, eternally. And this is the invitation today, the invitation to you, come and have life. He said, I have everything. You say, I have everything. I have a good car or two cars. I have a good home. And I have a great family. And then what? And we grow older. Then what? And I see my children growing. And then they're getting married. Then what? Then we die. Because it's appointed for man to die once. That's it. And afterwards, the judgment. But the life that God gives is for here and the afterward. Life forever. I have come to give you life. And this is the invitation this morning. If you don't have this life, if you're not sure when death strikes or when you die after a long life, hopefully, and with you, if you're not sure, where will you be? Then this is the time to say, Jesus, I accept your invitation. I do accept your invitation. There is no other way to have the abundant life. There is no other way except through Jesus Christ. This is what I offer you today, an invitation by the Lord Jesus Christ. Come to me and you will find rest. Rest from the worries of life. Rest from your sins. Rest from anything in this world. You will find rest in Jesus Christ. Because the joy he gives is unbelievable. No matter what happens, if you have the joy of Christ in your heart, you are living the eternal life. You're not to live sad for the rest of your life. This is not why you were created. We are all created to have the joy and have fellowship with Jesus Christ. He said in his book, my delight is to have you as friends. Do you have that friend? Do you have that Savior in your heart? Please think of it. Think of it. Life is too short. Life is like a vapor. We see it a little bit and then it goes away. But life that Christ gives, it never goes away. Not even death can take it away. Death is a transiting place. Like planes transit before you reach your destination. It's a transit place. And then we reach our destination. What is your destination? An invitation today for life. He said, you might try any other thing in the world, but there is no one else that you can find your joy and happiness and life except through Jesus Christ. He said in John 14:6, I am the way. Don't try any other way. You know what people try? To find salvation. I've been with them. I've been around where they visit. Okay. No one else can give you salvation. Going to Mecca, cannot give you salvation. Going to Jerusalem, visit Bethlehem, nothing. Going to Rome, visit the Basilica, go through these stairs to reach the Basilica, and you say, oh yeah, Martin Luther tried it. It didn't work. It didn't work. He rejected everything. Every work done is by man. Going to the shrines that you have around the world, it will not get you the life that Jesus is giving you today. I invite you, he said, to find love, life. I give you life. There is something very dramatic about God's final record in the Bible. You might not think about it, but this was his final invitation. There are so many invitations. We're not going to go through them. I told you about it. But the final invitation is found in the last chapter of Revelations. And it says in last chapter and verse 17, one verse before the end of the book of Revelations. And here's the invitation. Listen. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. It's an invitation. Come. And let the one who hears say, come. Let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who wishes to take the water of life without cost, all the love of God says, come. This is the final invitation that God is offering. And you might be here maybe for the final day. You might be transiting this place. I tell you one thing. Come. Accept the invitation. Come to life. Come to have life. All the love of God toward humanity is wrapped up in this precious verse. The Holy Spirit extends it to each and every one of us. The grace of God is so great, so loving, so kind, that he's still inviting people to come and have life. Would you? This is a precious invitation. Don't take it lightly. This brings to my mind a parable that Jesus gave in Luke 14, verses 16, and about a certain man who gave a big dinner, and he invited, that's an invitation, many people. Just look with me to the excuses that people gave. Do you have any excuse to say no to Christ today? Do you have any excuse? You know, I want to tell you something. We received so many invitations in my life when I used to work. And Sylvia would call me from another room. Hey, honey, there's an invitation by this company or by this person, by this couple. What shall I say? I said, Sylvia, you find the answer. I don't want to go. You find the answer. I said, what shall I tell them? We don't want it. What shall I tell them? No? Yes? Have you struggled with answers to invitations? So-and-so invited us, but we don't want to go. And then there's a discussion at home. Let's find an excuse. The excuse is worse than anything. But they find, do you have? Okay. When Jesus says, I invite you to life, what's your excuse not to accept him and take him as the life itself for you and your family? You know, he invited the invitation in Luke 14, 16. I'd like just to cover this a little bit with you. Here it is. A certain man was giving a big dinner, and he made an invitation to many. Like, exactly. He was, and at the dinner hour, he sent his servants, he said, go and tell them, come, everything is ready now. You don't have to do anything. Just put on your clothes and come to the banquet. You know the excuses? This is what I want to bring to you. You know the excuses he got? Here's one. They are alike, those who were invited, and say this excuse. First one said, I have bought a piece of land and I need to go and look at it. Please consider me excused. You know, I don't know, have you ever bought a piece of land without looking at it? What an excuse. Don't give that to God. You know, if you think Jesus is not smart, he's smart. He created the world. He created you and me and the blood that circulates in our body and the heart that continues going. That's him who made it. He made every little thing in your life. And you can tell him, hey, listen, okay, I want to look at this piece of land. These are the excuses that people do. Like my excuse, try to find something. Tell them I'm going to the doctor. Okay? Well, going to the doctor at night? Just think about that. Another one said, here, please consider me excused. I am going to try 5 yoke of oxen. Do you buy the yoke of oxen without checking them first? You paid for them. Now you want to try them? And the third one said, what kind of gifts is given to the Lord? The third one said, I just got married. I can't come. Why don't you bring your wife with you? Excuses. People run out of excuses sometimes. And the Lord is still saying, would you come? Come. That was the last words of the whole Bible. Come. Come. The invitation is open. Would you come and take him? Martin Luther tells this story. An officer in the Turkish war told his men when the war was going and people were dying left, right, and center. And the officer told his army, he said to soldiers, he said, listen, you might die in the battle. But if you die, you will sup with Christ in paradise. That's a promise. Then the officer fled. When asked why did he not wish to sup with Christ, you know what he said? That he was fasting that day. That he was fasting. What an excuse. And I say today, if you don't have that life, if you're not enjoying the true life with Jesus Christ, I say to you today, and I beg you, don't give an excuse. Just take him. He came to give you life. And Jesus, at this very moment, is extending an invitation for life. And today, you accept it or you reject it. Church, as a member of each one of you, as a member of this church, it should encourage us to always extend the invitation to people. This is our responsibility in life. All who are hungry in hearts, respond to the divine invitation and find life in its greatest fullness. This is the good news that I have you today. This is my message. I cannot go into the second invitation. Time is running by. But the point of it is, do you have that life? Say, Ahab, how can I do that? I'm a great sinner. He came for the great sinners. He did not come for judgment. Do you know that? John 3:16-17, read it when you go home. He came to save. And he did not come to judge people and to send them to hell. He came to save them from hell. Now, since you know the grace of God has come and has embraced all of us. And if you don't know Christ as Savior this morning, now this afternoon, take him as your Savior. Accept the invitation. You might say, okay, I'm thinking about it. Let me think about it, Aero. You're putting me on the spot. Don't look for an excuse. Don't think about it. Just accept the invitation. Say, yes, Lord, I want life. I want to follow you. I want life now, to enjoy life. Start here, and then forever and ever you'll be with him. He will take you home, and you don't look for judgment. You look for bliss. You look for life. You look for joy forever and ever. How would you handle this invitation? How, may I ask you, how would you handle this invitation? I would end with this 5 words. Randy and Natalie, they favored us with a beautiful song about 3, 4, 5 years ago. And it has verses, then it says, come to Jesus and live. I will end with this. Come to Jesus and live. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for giving us this opportunity. And I hope each and everyone here would respond to the invitation, come to life. Bless each and every soul. And if there's only one in this congregation that will say, Lord, I want to live, that's enough for me and enough for the angels to start singing and rejoice about it. Please help our hearts to carry this invitation to each and every person we come in touch with. And help us to live in the newness of life that you have given us. Dismiss us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.